Hello and welcome back to Putting Town Centres First, a new podcast series by the Heritage Council. I'm Alison Harvey and I will be interviewing our guests throughout the series on all things town centres, initiatives, sense of place and the need for innovative and collaborative responses and solutions to preserving our historic town centres. In this episode, I speak to Damir Hajduk, who works for ECDG Grow. We talk about the key aims and objectives of the organisation and how they support collaboration and partnerships. We also discuss Ireland's need for a data-driven public sector, e-commerce trends and patterns before and during COVID-19, and what Ireland should do about town centres from a European and a Green Deal perspective. I found Damir's point of view really interesting and insightful, and I hope you do too. Enjoy! Okay, hello folks. Today we are with Damir Hajduk from the European Commission, DG Grow. Hello Damir, you're very, very welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Just in terms of your role with ECDG Grow, could you just give us a bit of background as to what you do, your experience, how you got started there, why you moved there?
It actually started with Croatia joining EU. My background is actually Croatian. So as Croatia joined EU, of course, our citizens got this opportunity to work in the European institutions that I, of course, profited from. And here I am. My background is economic. I have been in private sector for a while, changing from tourism to ICT. I worked for Reuters for a while, and then also I have participated in a startup. It's a US venture capital startup in Croatia. I built with my colleagues the biggest cable TV in Croatia. Brilliant. Also, I'm proud of that because we introduced the flat rate internet, and I think that's important for people. Then, you know, it was the first flat rate offer so that people can enjoy internet, you know, without being worried about their monthly bill.
Very good. So you've seen a lot of change, I'd imagine, in sort of, you know, the last 20 years and your experience. Obviously, like, you've had a lot of different roles. So in terms of what you do now with ECDG Grow, what is the sort of key role that you do? What do you do sort of on a daily basis?
I lead a team of 12 people, a mix of energetic young people and experienced, a bit older. And we try to create environment for retail to thrive, for European retail to thrive. So our biggest value is single market. It's one of the greatest invention the European Union invented. So we're trying to protect single market for retail. So we want retailers to be free to establish and operate in any member state. And that's basically what we do. Just to say that it encompasses both what we call brick and mortar or physical stores and e-commerce. So my unit in DG Grow that deals with entrepreneurship, single market, industry, is also dealing with online services. So.
Okay, so obviously your role is hugely important given what's happening this year with COVID and stuff like that. Has your activities, has it gone a bit crazy, you know, in terms of the demand and people looking for support for town centres, for retail? Are you sort of under pressure trying to help people?
We are in constant contact with our stakeholders and we have managed to solve several issues, in particular at the beginning of the first lockdown where the trucks were stopped at borders, so perishable goods were in danger to be scrapped. So that was a very dynamic time for us, and we continue to look at the proportionality of some measures of member states, because our goal is to protect the single market. That means free flow of both services, products, people, and retail is not just one country. It's cross borders, so we need to have the goods flowing without any barriers.
Okay, so it's challenging really on so many levels, isn't it? It sounds, you know, very complex. And obviously this year you're trying to sort of help people. The demand is out there, trying to sort of give support to, you know, the retailers or whatever. Can I just ask you then, you know, DG Grow, how relevant is it for Irish towns and Irish town centres? I know you and I met a couple of years ago, I had attended some of your events in Brussels, which was, you know, really interesting and just brilliant to get talking to other member states. Could you just tell us a wee bit about, you know, where you think ECDG Grow could actually help Irish town centres? You know, what help can you guys give?
As we discussed, we don't really deal with town centres dimension as our primary topic, but we deal with the economy. So what if you would compare our Directorate General, DG Grow, to ministries, we would be Ministry of Economy. So what is economy? It's, economy of several small towns. So we're looking into creating convenient terms for local economies to grow. So cohesion funds and policies for single market, they are to be used in this respect. In 2018, we have published communication, European Retail Fit for 21st Century. Mm-hmm. In that communication, we have listed all the restrictions to retail in member states. And we have developed a retail restrictiveness indicator. There, we are looking to remove the barriers for retail to grow and to enable competition on the local level in European member states, which would then bring benefits to both consumers and the sector itself. We also look at Ireland, and Ireland does very well in terms of how one operates shops, so you don't have many operational restrictions. However, there are some restrictions that are coming to my mind in terms of opening a shop in Ireland. So that is, of course, our work is to identify the best practices and encourage member states not to focus so much on restrictions, but to focus more on support and creating the environment and looking at the development of their towns and cities from the perspective of support and giving some holistic perspective.
Okay, so you're talking about the market and easy entry, easy exit, those kind of things, sort of trying to move towards perfect competition, I understand. So, I mean, the publications that you have, we can put those up as part of your podcast. It's really, really interesting. Obviously, then, you know, the online webinars that you've been sort of delivering recently, you've had quite a few of those. I think they were very well attended by Irish reps. Are you seeing an uptake sort of from people in Ireland for your events?
We have seen Ireland being very active in our events. The workshops that we organized were also a chance for Irish initiatives to be presented. One of the initiatives we did present to the colleagues is the Dublin Town initiative with the Business Improvement District. So there, like in other towns, we try to find what has worked and also what didn't work, so that we can share this information and foster this exchange of information in Europe, so that people can learn one from each other and apply solutions that do work.
Yeah, I think the BID's really interesting, Business Improvement Districts, and we actually have some of our podcast speakers from BID companies in Ireland. So, you know, we only have 4 town centre BIDs in Ireland, which is very low. So, I mean, the sector really does need to be developed. So, I mean, anything that DG Grow can do to support that would be obviously most welcome, particularly at this challenging time. Also, another document, another communication was the Facing the Future, your document in terms of solutions, trying to sort of set out what works. Could you maybe just give us a summary of, you know, the solutions that you provided?
Yes, they go from wider solutions to more narrow. So if we look at the more wide, we're talking about the digital and public infrastructure that needs to be upgraded. I mean, that's the baseline, of course. One needs infrastructure for digital technologies to be able to be used. Then what is important also is sharing the right information with retailers. So, of course, many examples of a failure is not having the right information. Building a retail community is also very important. So that's also a solution. And we saw this in several member states. We also need to facilitate this adoption of digital technologies. Mm-hmm. So it's not enough, you know, we need to come to retailers and have them embrace digital. And for that also, as one of the solutions is how to support skills development in that respect. So there are some of the initiatives that are portrayed in this guide that talk about this solution.
It's very interesting that you're talking about, you know, networks and community, because the program that we have, the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check Program, that really is about networks and partnerships and collaboration and trying to share. And I think, you know, I was talking to you last week, we were saying there's 15 towns in Ireland in that program at the minute, but we have a waiting list at the minute for about 18 towns. So, you know, I was really pleased to sort of see that that has been so recognized. And also the network is really, really important going forward, you know, with coming out of the pandemic. So I'm delighted to see ECDG grow all over that and really supporting it. And sorry, you were going to make the last point there.
Yeah, just, you know, it's about marketing and promotion. Of course, it's not enough to be present online, but how do people know that you're out there? I mean, that's something that especially SME retailers need to learn. So one need to provide solutions for collective marketing and branding to increase customer sales and also the visibility of small retailers.
Yeah, and the data, as you say, you know, everything, getting that flow of information, getting that system set up. And you were saying as well about training, you know, so it's really interesting because the program that we set up and run, basically what has, you know, resulted from our findings are some of the ITs have actually set up training courses and mentoring courses, you know, so absolutely the stuff that you're talking about is, you know, really spot on for what we're trying to do in Ireland. So it's all very helpful. In terms of the program, the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check Program, which obviously you've heard about, you've heard quite a lot about the geospatial data, we're trying to really sort of focus on the creation of geospatial data. What is your take on, you know, verified data? Obviously, like, we're looking at land use, all land use, it's not just retail. We're looking at the sort of, you know, the presence of online before COVID, after COVID. Again, it's that thing that you were saying about monitoring the data, digital technology, trying to move, you know, get a sort of cultural shift. Data is obviously hugely important to the European Commission as a whole. Is that definitely going to be a focus for next year and beyond?
Well, we have identified data as one of the key features in successful retail. So we have encouraged local governments also to provide such data to the private sector, to the retailers, so that they would know where is it okay to open a shop and where it would not be okay for open a shop. There is an initiative in Luxembourg in that respect. It's called the Pact Pro Commerce, and there is a digital cadastre of trade, and you can see, you know, if you wanted to open a shop, what would be the footfall in that particular location.
Okay.
So data is a key, and of course, retail is an economy of scale business, and there you need to attract the potential customers for you to have a successful business model. So. Also, access to data has been an issue. Many local governments still don't share data as they could, and also some data can be even purchased. But of course, local governments should help retailers to get their hands on this data, as there are a key driver of their development.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because what we found with a lot of the towns when we set up the program was that there was no information on footfall, you know, in those towns. So we had to go out and actually count the stuff ourselves. There was no, you know, software, electronic footfall counters. Obviously, we would love to have those as a sort of program. But it's just amazing, you know, in terms of if the town doesn't have that data. And when we sort of produced our outputs, you know, the retailers and the chambers and the bids were sort of saying for the first time they've got a baseline, you know, so important, isn't it? Like, just to get that information and to get it moving and to keep updating it. I mean, that's the critical thing, isn't it? To keep going. In terms of trends with, you know, e-commerce, with COVID, pre-COVID patterns, things that have changed this year. I mean, it's been a massive catalyst. And I suppose really what we're trying to look at in Ireland is to make sure that COVID is a positive disruptor. What are you finding in terms of trends, and what are you just sort of pushing for to try and support, you know, for next year? for things moving on?
State the obvious. If you are not on the internet and you're not the essential products shop, basically that means the end of your business. So this crisis accelerated this process of SME retail to adopt digital. Some local governments helped, some big platforms also helped. This cannot be forgotten. Marketplaces on big platforms are used also for small retailers to engage in the times of lockdown. I think we have to focus not only on the infrastructure, but on skills. So in that respect, we are waiting in December also the new initiative, the Pact for Skills, where reskilling and upskilling will be the topic. And our sector is one of the sectors that is most disrupted also by potential change of professions in retail. So the digital will enable, but also you will have to adapt. So how this transformation will be conducted, it is of importance that the member states also invest in this upskilling and reskilling. And this is also one of the flagship initiatives in the recovery program. So the funding that is being made available to member states for their reforms and investments of their economy have one big component dedicated to digital, and we did that. Within that component, you can invest in upskilling of employees that are currently shop assistants to embrace also social media marketing and other digital skills that they will need for the future.
That's fascinating, because like obviously if you have the networks and the communities, you say, you know, strong community and town centers or whatever, then those people can share and sort of say, no, that didn't work for us, but try this, this worked really well. The whole sort of benefits are can only be good for trying to get people, you know, sort of back into gear for next year, when hopefully there's a different sort of you know, we can get out and start shopping again. In terms of the pandemic, when it eases, you know, I think I was saying to you last week when we were chatting about the pandemic, people have reconnected with their localities. In Facebook, there's a campaign for Irish retail websites for Christmas. You know, there really does seem to be a move, and it's a kind of like a grassroots thing as well in Ireland, where people are really wanting to shop local for their Christmas presents if they can do it. I mean, obviously the European Commission, you're sort of supporting that. Is there anything else that we can do coming up to Christmas to try and make sure that these town centres, these retailers survive and actually come into 2021 still going?
Well, I mean, there are numerous initiatives, but if I would to pick one, you know, regarding Christmas, I really liked in Ostende, a small town in Belgium on the coast, where local government basically for last Christmas trained retailers how to wrap presents for Christmas. So now that's been a really interesting idea to because, of course, not all of the shop assistants are very knowledgeable about how to wrap the present. And this is one of the important feature of a physical store. So that is something that is, from my point of view, interesting.
I think that's really important as well, because, you know, the sort of quality of the service that's been identified in all our surveys, you know, that people like that, consumers in Irish town centres really admire that. They really think it's special, it's unique, that you don't really get with online shopping. So absolutely, to hold on to the sort of core character of being in those town centres, the experience, as they sort of talk about. In terms of the European perspective and the European Green Deal that is coming, obviously, we're sort of looking to that, trying to work out, you know, where should we position ourselves for the town centres? What is coming? So what should Ireland do? What should we do for our town centres to make sure that we're ready for the Green Deal when it comes to Ireland?
Well, the Green Deal in retail happens from different perspectives. I think maybe the most important is to learn what is green in terms of retail. So what products should we use, and how those products should be designed and packaged to meet the green standards. So other than the stores and the products and the knowledge of the people. We have to talk about the clean mobility and the freight of goods. So in the terms of e-commerce as well, but also in terms of brick and mortar, the physical stores, there is a lot of movement. So also inside the city center, but also in between the towns. So it would be great if an investment would be made in that respect, so that we have the clean transport. In terms of charging infrastructure, the pickup of the electric vehicles would need charging infrastructures. So that's for towns to build. And not to forget that renovation wave and making our buildings more green should also encompass the commercial buildings. So the shops should also be built from materials that are energy saving, and those would be my first ideas. So the money is being made available for greening. It's 37% minimum of the budget that has been allocated. So what we need to do is just to build these plans by the member states themselves to pull these funds and to make the retail more green.
Very good. So like, as you know, with the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check, phase one is creating the baseline, and then phase two is the town and building renewal. So I mean, all those things that you've said fit very much into what we're trying to do, you know, the reuse of those buildings to make sure that people live in the town centres again, to ensure that the towns are resilient for climate change, things like that. But obviously we can't do those town building renewal plans without the baselines in place. So that's really, we're starting from, you know, scratch in terms of the programme, trying to create all that data using the 15-step process that we created at the very start. So that all sounds very positive, that our town and building renewal plans could definitely go after the Green Deal and be part of the delivery of the Green Deal in Ireland for specifically our town centres, which have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years and hopefully will survive. Okay, so the directives, obviously there's going to be directives coming from that Green Deal. There's going to be directives, I think, for buildings. Is that right? For building passport, various things?
There are a number of initiatives coming. I assume a number of them will be published as soon as December. So we already talked about the skills as being an important factor. But also there will be a digital transformation for cities directive that we're looking towards. There is a lot of mentioning of the Directorate General Regio that basically deals with the regional perspective of European cities that will bring programs for development in circularity and also greening of the cities. One of the programs is a one-stop shop for cities that you can look up. It's also interesting. So not so much directives, but mostly programs that communication and encouragement of member states to adapt their regions and towns and cities to the new reality and the new challenges. This is also due to the principle of subsidiarity, where local issues are best addressed at the local level, and the European Commission is encouraging member states to be aware of this local perspective and to work with the local authorities. So this coordination with the national, regional, local, we're really encouraging member states to make this information flow as efficient as possible.
Okay, so the program, the CTCHC program, we're very much working with the three regional assemblies in Ireland, and we're all trying to sort of collaborate together to, as you say, tap into these funds for next year, the programs, you know, to try and look at our town centres and how to reuse them, you know, how to make sure that the buildings are, you know, that they're sort of future-proofed and whatever, and to make sure that our communities benefit, really. And it is, as you say, sort of about cohesion, inclusion, all those things really that the European Commission believes in, you know, at its heart. So that's great. Maybe we could keep in touch on that in terms of, you know, with our listeners or whatever. So the last question we ask everybody this, or we're going to ask everybody this, if you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would you do to help the town centres at the minute?
Well, I would encourage the holistic approach in solving the revitalization of town centers, where a kind of scientific, you know, data-driven approach would probably make the best results. So don't think about just restrictions and support. Think about the culture, the, you know, what is the market, what is the employment, what is the, you know, transport, the accessibility. So all elements need to take into need to be taken into account when one designs the future of a certain town or city. So we find this opening to data, access to the SMEs one of the key conditions for success.
That's really good. So, like, I mean, 2021 could be a really exciting year, couldn't it, for us, for town centres, for, you know, the commercial sector, for retail SMEs, you know, to really sort of move forward and to have, you know, as we were saying, a sort of positive catalyst, positive disruptor, that whole move towards digital and digital platforms. That could only be a good thing, I think.
Definitely. And the I mean, the new normal, and as they say, you know, it's we will not go back to the analog. I mean, people will choose omnichannel, so they want both. They want to have the physical stores, but they also want to have the luxury of ordering things online, picking it up, or having it delivered. So this world of retail has been changing fast, and it's not going to go back. So the sooner we adapt to it, the better we will respond to the customers' needs.
I think that's it. We need to adapt and change as quickly as we can and evolve as quickly as we can. So listen, thank you very much, Damer. That was absolutely fascinating. I always love hearing about what you do with your team. So we will keep in touch and put your podcast up there with all the links so that people can see all the stuff that the European Commission is doing. So thank you.
It was my pleasure, Alison. Thank you very much. And I'm very happy to work with such a laudable initiative as yours.
Okay, that podcast with Dan Meyer was really interesting, wasn't it? Basically, he's highlighting that, you know, new technologies, digital technologies are going to be so, so important moving forward, you know, particularly with COVID and stuff and coming out of COVID. And that we really need to embrace these as soon as we can. You know, we have to sort of adapt. We have to evolve really quickly. And as Damir says, if retail SMEs do not embrace the new sort of technologies, technological age, then they're gone. And it's as simple as that. So we really need to support this change, and that what we experience, we need to make sure that it's a positive disruptor, not a negative disruptor for our country and for our town centres. So just to say, finally, the European Commission's the DG Grow, the Facing the Future document, we'll put that up as part of Damir's podcast. Really interesting in terms of solutions that they have there. They've set out six solutions. And I mean, some of them are really, really important for Ireland, you know, in terms of building networks, building communities in our town centres, things like that, that we're really, really good at in Ireland, you know, because of our sort of focus on relationships. So yeah, that's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed that. Please feel free to get involved in the discussion about town centres by following the Heritage Council on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and sharing your thoughts. We'll be releasing two new episodes of this podcast every week, so please subscribe so you don't miss out. Feel free to share these episodes with anyone you think might be interested, and let's keep the conversation going about revitalising our town centres. Thanks for listening.